Welcome to Daniel's Window, where we watch and pray. What are we watching for? What are we praying for? Well, we're watching for the kingdoms of this world be made in the kingdoms of God. What are we praying for? Well, praying for that kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, Daniel's Window is based on Daniel. You know, when prayer was made illegal, he stood up to his upper room. He opened his window, so it was kind of publicly, and he still faced towards Jerusalem and prayed three times a day, as it was his habit. He didn't allow the laws of the land to change his habit with God. And then, of course, in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus told disciples, watch and pray. You know, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak, so watch and pray. So we need to pray to overcome things. Our flesh is not strong enough to cast out our flesh. Our flesh is not strong enough to overcome things. We need to go through prayer. It says, walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Prayer is what makes that happen. Prayer is what helps us to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So Hebrews 13:18 says, pray for us, for we are sure that we have a good conscience, desiring to conduct ourselves honorably in all things. So we're supposed to pray for those who are on the front line. Pray for those who are ministering the word of God. And he goes on to say, we are sure that we are good conscience, desiring to conduct ourselves in honorable things. So he wasn't necessarily praying, hey, pray for those things. Pray that we have good conscience. Pray that we have good conduct. And pray that we're honorable. But I certainly think that that is something that, you know, that we can and that we should pray for one another. Because there's so many temptations, so many lies and deceit that's coming across those on the front line, our pastors and evangelists, you know, and so forth, that we need to pray. So, Lord, help my pastor to have a good conscience in all things. Help him to desire to conduct themselves honorably in all things and not be caught up in the things of this world, not to be, you know, caught off guard, not to be, you know, looking, you know, for ways to cut corners. And it's not that somebody may be looking for cut corners. I don't think anybody does that in the beginning. But when stress is up, when things are tight, sometimes we look for a way to escape and we choose the wrong door to go out. So pray for those. Pray for your pastor. They're sure to have, that he remains to have a good conscience, remains to conduct ourselves in all and honorably in all things.